Pod Culture, episode 497, Peeps a la Mode, part A. Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to a very special episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Adam.
And
aren't they all special?
Yeah, what's so special about this episode?
The fact that I haven't cracked open this bottle of Fireball yet.
Oh.
Yet.
I said yet.
No, okay.
I did say yet. Yeah. Right. No, I will not be playing the drinking game this time, listeners. The last two shows, no, that was not a good idea.
Oh, so that's what's special. You won't be drunk.
No, I made sure to buy the small bottle this time.
Okay.
And this is purely medicinal. I got a cold.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Adam, what have you been up to? Because you weren't here last time.
Yeah.
We had Andy the Substitute Geeker sitting in.
What have I been up to? Gosh. Just like work and still doing like wedding planning stuff.
How's that going?
It's going. We finally secured a caterer.
Be sure to let him out to walk occasionally.
Yeah.
You do the whole cake testing thing. Cake
we have, yeah. We found a cake person, finally, as well. So a lot of the big things are coming together. It's just kind of a little minutia of everything that's still a little stressful. So...
can we see if,
doing
if
that.
Bobby will let us stream it on Vogue?
you could see if you want, whatever.
Is this cake person kind of like a gingerbread man?
Yeah. Funny. Those invitations, though, man.
What?
Y'all's invitations were a trip.
Why?
They were non-traditional.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're very old, kind of old-timey, writing-ish, and I don't know, it was cool design, it was folksy, and it fit, and we liked it. So,
yeah.
We stayed up till 1:30 in the morning doing those, and got a great deal on them. Just, you know, working out a lot, started at a new gym, and... been doing that and seeing better results working out there. They're just bigger and more equipped and better people and more knowledgeable and all that good stuff.
You weren't using the work one?
Not anymore. They're just, I don't know. It's
yeah, but that one's free.
No.
The work one's not free for you guys?
No, it's not free for us. It's like maybe... $10 a month or something like that, or $15 a month. But Planet Fitness is 20, and it's better, and it's open on the weekends. So I'm going to do that, and they have classes and things. So that's where I'm going to be spending my time because I've got a one of my best friends goes there to the plant or excuse me, it's LA Fitness.
La Fitness.
La Fitness. Aha. Ha ha ha. And we go every Sunday, and we've been trying to meet up after work, but it's just schedules haven't lined up.
Life.
But anyway, and life, yes. Let's see. Played the Division beta.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll be talking about later. That was awesome. Played a little bit of Battlefront and the new content that they released for it. I was actually sick on... Well, gosh, that was yesterday, Thursday. Had some weird thing. It was like some kind of sinusy headache. And it's messing around with my body temperature. My body temperature went up to almost 100, and then it went down to 95. And it was swinging back and forth for some reason. I was waking up like multiple times during the night, just like sweating. Like what? I had to wipe myself off. I was sweating so
Aren't
much.
Aren't we in the midst of like the lowest barometric pressure
in a decade.
And I thought it was even longer than that.
Maybe.
Still get weird seeing Belsky on 32.
Oh yeah. When is he?
He used to be on Wave.
Wave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, local TV stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
it's even more funnier knowing how tiny the station is.
Yeah. Yeah, the studios are a lot smaller than you would imagine.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also been playing with the new app on my phone. It's called Lapsit. It's a time-lapse program.
You've been going nuts with that thing.
I have. I'm on the 32nd floor. I got a window basically on my desk. And so why not get some cool pictures of like storms coming through or barges going down the river or, you know, the traffic and the clouds and the sun rising in the morning and that kind of stuff. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty fun. So I just let it go for an hour and a half or something like that and see what I got.
Next time I'm going to circle your building, I'll have to text you. Maybe you can get me in the time lapse.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
There you go.
Yeah, so
that would be funny.
And what's cool is it's actually kind of annoying. You can get the sway, the motion on
the sway
of the building in the time lapse because it jitters a little bit. So, of course, a tall building like that's going to sway in the wind. When it's really windy, it's not as steady as you would think.
And man, it gets windy downtown.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The other day we could feel it. A little bit. And there's been one day where we really felt it. You could hear the windows kind of popping and the ceiling tiles moving, stuff like that. It was kind of awesome.
When I was there, and I think we were on the 9th floor, I think. And you could, in that building, you could hear it creak in the bathroom where you're supposed to be the shelter, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah. I like my one level building that I'm in right now. Of course, it's a giant open area, so you're screwed. Tornado is going to come off like a can of spam and peel off that roof.
Yep.
What'd you been up to, Glenn?
Oh, geez. Well, we had some wonderful foggy weather for like a week.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And I got a lot of riding done. I'm like...
Couldn't go up in the helicopter in there.
That's right.
Weather.
I've got 9,500 words done on my third book already. So it's
out of how many?
About 27,000, probably. Okay. So, quite a dent.
No kidding. That's hell of a dent.
Yeah, it's going really quick. That's the advantage of writing a series, I guess. I know the characters and it's just easier to write. Mm-hmm. So I've been real happy. That's been moving along, but I've taken a short break from that, and I'm working on an art project for a friend of mine right now for a Kickstarter campaign, which I'll be telling you guys all about next time.
Ooh!
So that should be cool.
Next
time is almost right there for the big.
Oh, I know.
The big one.
The big one.
500.
We're coming to join you, Elizabeth. you're not mine.
And, of course, I was obsessing over the Division beta. I played the closed beta and the open beta. I played it on the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One.
So you're equal opportunity.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about that.
Stick with the name of the show.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity. Yes.
The accidental motto. Blame Christina for that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What have I been up to? A little panic of personal stuff. Very, very thankful that I have a manager and a job that they understand, shit comes up sometimes. And, as long as you don't abuse it or go nuts or anything like that, they kind of roll with it. And I had my first review this week, my 1-year review, which is funny because I've been there almost a year and a half. first 6 months I was a temp.
Right.
So I had my review, and because they didn't really have metrics for everything, so I hit everything or above. And for me on the review, that's new. I got to think. Normally, I'll I admit it. I'm stubborn. I'm hard-headed. I will say what I think. And they will listen. And then tell me to do this thing, do it this way anyway. They, at least they listen, you know. But no, my I'm lucky. I've got a pretty cool manager, and things are going pretty good there. Got a little bit of a raise.
All right.
Not as much as I might like. Probably just enough to send me over to the next tax bracket, so I'll take home less.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that so it went good there. I'm doing all right. Having some down days with the depression, but you know, shit happens. Yeah. That's what cats are for, man. And it never ceases to amaze me. You know, go back and listen over 500 episodes. I've talked shit about cats plenty of times. Both the wild cats and right, the normal felines. But these two, Freema and Rose, never cease to amaze me. Because they know when I'm getting just keyed up and to the point where I need to shut down. And then they'll just kind of come over and chill out and lay down on you. Like one will be laying on my lap and the other will be sitting on the arm of the couch right above my head. Usually it's Freema licking the bald spot. Yeah, I've been saying, one time I was just kind of snoozing. You know, I had Rose on my lap and my head on the arm of the couch. Just kind of snoozing. And then... and, yeah, this is Freema trying to take what little hair I have left on the top of my head off. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't trade either one of them. So, doing, you know, life's good.
Good.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
All right, let's shut the fuck up and get into the show.
Awesome.
Because I've already gotten into the whiskey.
Impotent Nerd Rage.
Alrighty, we are back with a little game chatter, because I know a couple of guys that have been playing some games that are at least a game in particular that's a little out of my wheelhouse. So I'm going to step back away from the mic, have another shot, and let you guys take over a little game chatter.
So we've been playing, or I was able to play, Glenn's played more of it than I have, the new Tom Clancy game, The Division, much anticipated.
Much.
I've been watching the development of this game for a long time.
Oh, me too.
Years, many years, because it looks so beautiful. When we first saw the conceptual art, the alpha gameplay, all that good stuff, and it's very cool. They basically kind of recreated New York,
yes,
in its all its entirety.
Basically, it looks like it. Yeah.
And it's just gorgeous. It's kind of a post-apocalyptic almost.
Yeah.
But it seems like this particular incident was localized to New York. Was it? You may know more about the story than I do.
Well, in the beta, you don't see the first four levels, basically. The first three levels. You jump in at level four. Okay. So I'm not sure exactly. But the general idea is that if I remember correctly, the smallpox virus has been weaponized and was released on Black Friday. what they did is they contaminated cash with it on Black Friday because they knew it would spread faster.
Right.
So they call it the dollar virus because it spread through dollar bills. You probably heard him say at one point, the dollar virus. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's post-apocalyptic, but it's not like everything's destroyed. It's more like after a riot or something. You know, the streets are full of broken cars and
looters
and trash that's been piling up. And you see emergency equipment and body bags everywhere and lots of military equipment and, you know, decontamination units set up and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's really amazing, the maps and the buildings and just the depth and variety of it. I mean, you can't go in every building, obviously, but occasionally there will be an apartment that the door to the apartment complex is open. You can walk in through the halls, and occasionally there will be a door that's either open or that you can pick the lock and go in, and there will be supplies to pick up and stuff like that.
Because I was able to play the first bit of the open beta and played around inside the base of operations and then played a mission in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Where they had converted it into a...
So you can honestly say you've played Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, sure. But it had been turned into a hospital, like a triage center for the sick. So there, on the basketball court in the arena, they had a bunch of hospital beds and medical equipment and stuff. Yeah, basically. So the whole I guess stadium itself was kind of in shambles. But it was fun getting up to like the box seats.
Yeah.
In the bar.
Yes.
And there's the fight, you know, that's up there, and just there's kind of like there's, you know, bottles sitting everywhere. It's incredible, you know.
There was a neat video.
It's very detailed. Very detailed.
There was a neat video series that was released called The Division Origins, and it's live action shorts. You can watch them on YouTube, but they have extended versions on Amazon Video.
Really?
If you want to check them out, they're really well done, and it'll explain each of the different factions.
Oh.
Each of the different gangs. Some of the gangs are like people that had been in like Rikers, and they're a gang now.
Oh.
And then people that...
They're kind of tubby and wear beards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
They walk through doors sideways and dominate chairs when they sit in them.
And there's a group that has flamethrowers. I think they're the purifiers or something like that. They want
kids love that one.
They want to go through and burn all the infected to, you know, wipe them out, mm-hmm. you know, to make it safe for people again. And there's just all these different factions that you run across. But you play a division agent who's basically the division is like a sleeper cell. You're a sleeper agent who's been highly trained to help maintain the continuity of government. Mm-hmm. So you are, there's this emergency and you're called out and you need to respond and you've got to try to help them get society back together again. So you've got to go rescue doctors and help set up medical bays, and you've got to go rescue engineers and get the electricity back on, and you know, all those different things that gives you a goal, you know, and you can be in groups of, I think, up to four people.
Hmm.
And I don't know, it's just,
and this is
awesome.
Is this a persistent world online?
Like, yes.
Online multiplayer kind of MMORPG?
Yes, it yeah. is. It is an MMORPG. Your character gains different skills, and there are lots of different varieties to those skills. And so you pick a skill, and then later on you unlock different variations of that skill so that you can be different than other people. One thing I really like about it is you get different gear with different stats, but you also have your gear is separate from your appearance. So, like, you can have a... I mean, you can see your gear to some degree, but it's not like your shirt or your pants or your coat or your hat or whatever. Those are entirely looks-based and mm-hmm. not stats-based.
Huh.
And so, like, you'll go around and you'll find, like, a can of soda or something, or an energy bar or something. You'll be going down the street and some person in need will come up to you, and if you give them what they need, here's a bottle of water, they'll be like, thanks, and they'll drop something for you. And normally it's an article of clothing. And that article of clothing you can use to change your appearance. It doesn't affect your stats at all, though.
Hmm.
So, you know, you can go somewhere and get better gear with better stats that'll drop off bosses or whatever random people that you've gunned down in the street. But
not that you would do such a thing.
No, not that I really enjoyed that. Okay, so I mean, it's you versus street gangs. You know, I mean, what's better? I mean, nothing.
In a way, how is that any different than Grand Theft Auto?
Well, you're not a member of the street gang. You're that's
so you're
the difference.
Just a thug hiding behind a badge.
There's no badge. This is military, man. This is.
This is a Patriot's wet dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all know what party Glenn supports.
The gun party. So, I don't know. It's just really cool. The maps are beautiful. Yeah, the settings.
Everything is just detailed and gorgeous. The dynamics of everything. You know, it's just beautiful.
And it is third person. It's a cover-based game, so it's made for you to take cover, kind of like Gears of War or something like that.
Oh, I hate those kind
of
games.
I'm not a huge... I kind of liked Gears of War. It wasn't my favorite thing. I didn't really like all the cover-based stuff, but it works with this. It really works very seamlessly. I just jumped right in, and I was controlling it no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very intuitive controls. Mm.
And, you know, if you're a badass like me, you don't have to take cover. You can just walk in and mow them all down.
That's more my kind of game.
Yeah, but oftentimes, especially if you're playing solo, it might be 6-1, and you might want to duck behind something occasionally.
Yeah. Tactics, man. Or you'll get run through with a lightsaber.
But that's the thing. There's tactics. It's not like Call of Duty. Hey, run, shoot, get gunned down, respawn. Run, shoot, get gunned down, respawn. You know, it's not like that. You are fighting a bunch of people at once, and you need to, you know, take cover and use your grenades and your special abilities and things like
going
that.
Going into the Crucible and Destiny, getting your ass handed to you.
Yeah, yeah. you can carry three weapons at once. One of them is your pistol. Your pistol has unlimited ammo. So that's
as
handy.
All pistols should.
Yes, I agree. But you're not tied down to a certain classification for your other weapons. You have primary weapon, secondary weapon. If you want both your primary and secondary to be shotguns, they can both be shotguns. Or if you want them both to be sniper rifles, they can both be, you know, you can make whatever gun your primary and secondary, which is really nice.
Shotguns and rocket launchers.
Shotguns and rocket launchers.
Best Halo map ever. Variant ever. Yes. Small map, nothing but rocket launchers. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is a hilarious game right there.
There's a lot of neat weapons to choose from, and you can modify your weapons. You could put silencers and different types of scopes and things. If you use anything that's, I think, four times or higher, it zooms in the first person when you use the scope.
Yeah.
So that's nice. If you're using a lesser scope, it actually just kind of zooms in the whole picture a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can get a little more precise, but it goes to first person and you see through your scope for sniping and stuff with the higher level scopes.
Nice.
And you can equip silencers and fast release mags, and there's skins you can get to color your weapons and things, and just a lot of variety. And something I didn't even mess with in the beta is there are specialty ammo types. You can find like incendiary ammo and things like that, and you activate it, and I think it only lasts a short time. But
not a lawgiver?
No, it's not a lawgiver. That'd be awesome. That's what we need, the Dread game. We'll take this and redo it with Dread.
Yeah, and then you get to say, okay, I want, you know, armor piercing. Or,
yeah.
You know, incendiary rounds. Or you can just talk to the gun. The gun will see what you want.
I like that.
Where have all the Time Lords gone? Where's that smiling face? Where's my 1,000-year-old man traveling through time and space? Isn't there a TARDIS, a box all big and blue? Late at night I toss and turn and dream of Doctor Who. I need the Doctor. Geronimo. Geronimo. I'm holding up for the doctor.
Oh, it is time to get our sugar on.
Oh, yeah.
And get the party started with a little geek cuisine. And, Glenn, your mom has stepped up again.
Again.
Yeah, which is better than your wife stepping up again, because she found some scary shit.
And she's found some good stuff.
Yeah.
That too.
Whatever the hell, we can never pronounce the Pachito.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that
whatever
crap
was. That was.
That one actually was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been some interesting ones from those foreign candies. At least they're candy and not some weird sea anemone or something.
Seafood jerky thing.
Cuttlefish squid thing.
We've got something that should be relatively safe. This episode, we're hanging with our peeps. That's right.
Yeah, you already used that episode, didn't
you? I know. We're starting with a little party. These are party cake flavored marshmallow peeps.
They look like they're blue peeps with what looks like confetti on them, like candy confetti. And boy, do they smell like cake.
Oh, they sure
do. Man, they do. I am texting Christina now.
It's like
a picture.
Very impressive how much this smells like cake, like birthday cake.
Holy crap. Wow.
Yeah.
Very strong taste of birthday cake.
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the wedding cake you need.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Wow.
Or at least put peeps on top.
We got ideas going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
I'll talk to the future wife about it.
It's pretty amazing, really.
I mean, the only difference is the texture. The taste is
spot on.
Spot on cake.
Mm-hmm.
It smells exactly like
with frosting,
cake.
Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tastes just like it. Wow.
Yep.
That is impressive.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes peeps?
Poops.
Peepo. What does it not say? Just marshmallow peeps. That's
a good question.
This is marshmallowpeeps.com.
Mm-hmm.
Guess they are their own thing.
Like they are their own entity. This Peeps brand. Yeah, I guess they are.
Glenn? Mm.
Well, there you go.
That's not all.
Oh, no. No, the peeps keep coming.
Everybody on the peep train.
That was very tasty, though.
To peep or not to peep.
The peeps show.
I say we peep. Okay. And these are very blue inside and out because they are blue raspberry. These smell like raspberry. It's not quite as...
Now this is... The story about a little blue peep and a little peep that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and every peep he sees is just blue. Mm-hmm. Like him. Okay, I'll stop. Sorry.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, man. That's really, whew, artificial blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's about as artificial blue raspberry as I've ever tasted. Of anything.
Oh, man, that'll make your butt pucker.
Wow. Yum, yum, yum.
Mm.
It's good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Ooh.
Yeah, that's like icy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's like they took that flavor and just injected it into a marshmallow. Wow.
See?
That's spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Genetically modified peeps.
Mm.
Yep. I'm good with that.
Peeps have DNA.
These are members of the Blue Peep group.
Oh.
Hmm. You know, I was really impressed with the cake one. This is pretty impressive, too.
Yeah.
Once again.
I feel like artificial blue raspberry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that, for me, I know Christina would be all over the cake ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll probably be upset you didn't save those for 500, but tough shit.
Oh.
I think I like the blue
raspberry. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I like the blue raspberry ones just a smidge more.
These don't look like they're ripe yet. These are...
that or they're overripe. Rare.
Sour watermelon.
Y'all ain't getting this bark back.
Maybe medium rare.
Sour watermelon. And they've got a nice green, like I'm a...
Zombie peep.
They're nice and green like Green Lantern's balls. Remember?
Green Lantern's fuzzy balls.
Fuzzy balls. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a scary geek cuisine.
That was.
The geek cuisine that never was.
Yes. The lost geek cuisine.
No, it made it into a new episode eventually.
Oh, it did, yeah.
So these are all green on the outside, but they're all pink on the inside.
Like just raw
like
flesh.
A watermelon. Yeah. Or that.
Be careful. You put your eye out, Carl.
You want an iPad, Carl? I got you an iPad, Carl. Just like you wanted.
Stop, Dad. Stop.
No more 3D movies for Carl.
Mm-mm. Well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. That's some sour watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, they've been doing pretty good with their flavors.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
they
happened.
They hit the party cake dead on.
Dead on.
Blue raspberry was just as advertised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the sour watermelon is just like a...
They're not quite as sour watermelon as a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like a lighter flavor of that. Of a Jolly Rancher.
Because that's about the epitome of sour watermelon right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
But good. I'm thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. All three of those, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's some more.
This is the cake one was especially surprising.
Yes.
And, yes.
I figured they could pull off the raspberry and the watermelon.
But the cake.
The cake is surprising.
It's and impressive. Had
sprinkles instead of just sugar on them or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's good stuff.
Yeah.
The cake had some sprinkles on it.
Nice.
Remember?
It's like confetti.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we will be back with more of the show.
And less beeps.
Right after we gorge ourselves on the beeps.
Shucker.
Want to kill a vampire? If you want a future, learn from the past. Buffy is the chosen one of the Slayer cast. She faces evil like Spike and Drew, but she is the Slayer. She knows what to do. So tell me what to hurt, what to really, really hurt. I'll tell you what to hurt, what to really, really hurt. You gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta really, really, really want to be a Slayer. If you want to be a Slayer, you gotta protect your friends. That's why Willow and Xander have never ends. If you wanna be a Slayer, you have got to train. Slaying ain't too easy, you cannot be too vain. Know what you think about that? Now you know how she feels. Angel is her one true love, their love's for real. She'd be real tasty on Angel's banks. That's why when they hug, if you wanna be a Slayer, you gotta get it on the first take. Gotta ask those tripped out bad boys, how do you like your steak? If you wanna be a Slayer, you need a watcher like Giles. His idea of a good time is sorting through his files.
Now here's the story on the gang Scooby. There's Terra and Cordy and also Donna Wesley. You got Oz in the place with Fuzz all in his face. You got Willow, yes, she's the tempter, which is sad that he's in love with Anya. She's a demon lady.
And I'm Spike, you'll see me looking pretty tough. Light up and take a puff. Turn my head and scoff and tell you to sod off.
If you wanna be a slayer, you gotta switch networks back.
Come on, love. You want to go out for a bite with old Big Ben? Hey, all right, put Mr. Pointy away. Ah, bugger this.
If you want to be a slayer.
Now, this game comes out March 8th.
March 8th. I'm dying.
Like in a week and a half.
Yeah.
From this recording, yeah. Now, I saw somewhere where they were going to have like separate like tablet support for kind of like a maybe a shadow player or Overwatch kind
a drone
of
type a thing. Yeah. Yeah, it was a drone. Yeah,
is that still going
I
to be
don't
in the game?
Know. I saw that and I was all very excited about it and I've touted that and told people about it. There was no word of that in the beta.
Yeah, I've not seen anything about that.
So I don't Overwatch, know if that's something that
hot
was
blonde in the wheelchair.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
even Arrow fans. Hello. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be in there or not. I thought it was a really neat thing, but if it's not in there, it's not a deal breaker by any means.
No, but that is just awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but then you could get the Ultra Deluxe Edition where it would give you a little, you could buy the drone.
Buy the drone, yeah. They do have some big special edition. I'm not buying that. I am getting the Gold Edition, which comes with a few extra loadout things. But mainly it comes with the season pass. So you'll get all your stuff. And I think that edition is like $99. But if you have Amazon Prime and you pre-order, you'll get $20 off. You can get it for $79.99.
Or if you have Best Buy Best Gamers Buy Club Unlocked.
Yes. Then
20% off.
20% off.
Of course, I have both.
Right. Right. So if you're thinking about getting it, you know, pre-order it, definitely.
Best Buy, I believe you get the 20% off anything.
Right.
Any version that you buy.
Right.
So, yeah. Because then the Amazon just standard plain vanilla?
I've heard that, but it retroactively made my $99 game $79. So
okay.
So as far as my only experience with it so far, it is
not
for
bad.
The special. Maybe they don't do the big super mega. You know,
buy a toy with it.
Yeah, buy a toy with it type games. Maybe like it doesn't include that. Like I have in the past
your
with Call of Duty.
Four wheeler thing.
Yeah, I got the little C4 drone thing, and then I had the night vision goggles and all sorts of stuff. Those night vision goggles are still cool.
Yeah.
Play with those. I don't know. I played the closed beta as much as I could. You could get up to level 8. I got up to level 8. And for those of you that played Destiny, in Destiny there's the vault, I think it's called, where you can store stuff in your bank, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then your other characters can get it from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has the same thing, too. There's a storage locker. And it's account-wide, so you can...
That's cool.
You get some better gear, and you've leveled up, and you get better gear, and you can take your stuff that was still pretty decent and put it in your locker for your next character that you make. So that's pretty handy. You can only get up to level 8 in the closed beta and the open beta. In the closed one, I got up to level 8, and then I made another character, and I started playing them as well.
You prestige?
yeah, I prestige.
Into another
character. And then... with the open beta, I got almost to level 8. I completed all the content, but I hadn't quite hit 8 yet. And then I ran out of time, unfortunately. But there's something we haven't talked about, though, and that's the Dark Zone. Did you get to experience the Dark Zone?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You could go in there whenever you wanted, but it was recommended really for level 8. And I think the Dark Zone, I believe, is like the multiplayer. Okay? In the main game, you can team up with people, and you can go and do the quests against the AI. But if you go to the Dark Zone, then it's PvP. And it works like this. You're not flagged for PvP until you attack someone else.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're rogue, and then you're open season. Anybody can gun you down. And
hey, quit it.
The Dark Zone's got some really interesting play mechanics that I hadn't seen before. And I don't...
Yeah.
I won't remember some of these names exactly, but...
Sorry.
But basically, when you find gear in the Dark Zone, you're going to find better gear than you can normally. And when you find it, it's contaminated.
Oh.
And you have to go to a special area where there's going to be a helicopter come in, and they make a pickup. And you have to go and load your equipment onto the helicopter, and it'll fly off and take it back. And it will decontaminate it for you, and then your new equipment will be found back in your storage locker.
Oh, interesting.
So you can only hold 6 items that are contaminated at once. I don't know if that number goes up as you get higher level. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But what makes it really interesting is if you're loading your stuff on the helicopter and you're attacked, people can, if you are killed, your stuff is dropped and people can pick up your stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. People can snipe your shit.
People can snipe your shit. Only in the Dark Zone. So that's the danger. You get, you know, it makes it for some really exciting multiplayer. You want to go in there with a team. You want to go in there and, you know, be strong.
Suck. You kind of get this great piece of gear and.
Yeah.
Boom, gone.
But if they don't kill all of you at once, you might be able to respawn in time, run back and get your stuff, you know, but. Other times, someone might be sniping you. I've been in some long battles just trying to get away from that zone.
Ashley. Yikes.
Yeah. But I think that'll give you something to do, even if you've finished all of the campaign stuff, you know. Plus, there's a kind of a black market area there in the Dark Zone where you can get specialty weapons and things that are much better, and you can buy them. But you have to use the special Dark Zone currency that you pick up in that zone. So it has kind of its own monetary system, too. Hmm. So,
gold pressed platinum?
Yeah.
Bottle caps?
Bottle caps, yeah.
You're about the guy that pre-ordered his with bottle caps.
Yeah.
One hand you want to be pissed, and the other hand you're like...
Hey, good on you.
Yeah.
Super fan.
I don't know. I'm just super excited about it, and I have withdrawals after the closed beta, waiting for the open beta to come, and now I'm like,
knowing that
dying.
Code is sitting on your drive. And
yeah.
Looks like that companion app was ditched.
Ah.
Yeah, they canned it, because it apparently created an imbalance in the competitive multiplayer aspect of the game.
Hmm.
Well, everybody should have a smartphone, damn it.
Yeah. That's too bad. It was a neat concept. And when I saw it played out in the videos, I was like, that's really cool. I thought, maybe I can convince my wife to sit there on the tablet and mark targets for me, you know?
Yeah.
Provide air support.
I can see her playing Overwatch.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
She's snarky enough.
Because she doesn't like the... game system controls. She likes more like PC controls. So if she could play it on a tablet, then it wouldn't have the game controller. You know, it would have been...
She's calling in airstrikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been neat. I'm sad to see that go, but I can understand it, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Disappointing. But either way, I'm still really looking forward to the game. I've definitely pre-ordered it. I played it on the PlayStation 4 and I played it on the Xbox One.
Right, which one's better?
They were very, very similar experiences. But the PlayStation version is about 100 lines of resolution higher than the Xbox version.
Is it really, honest to God, that noticeable?
My first take on it was that it was noticeable, but after actually hopping back and forth during the open beta between the two systems, I determined it was mostly my imagination that I think it either one looks just fine.
You do have a very fertile playground there.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. It's disappointing some of the things that had to be left out or got changed or whatever, but it's still an amazing game, and it's neat to have persistent characters, you know, to have... some of the different skills are really neat. One of them is like a technology thing. You can fire a grenade and then detonate it.
Oh, yes. That's what I did. It's very cool.
In the open beta, when you open the tech wing, then you get to unlock the next skill in that tree, which is a little auto-turret machine gun.
Oh, nice.
And you toss that out. It's just a little thing of, I don't know, maybe 9 inches tall or something, but you throw it out and it's got these little legs that spread out and it'll just start targeting and shooting anybody in front of you.
Nice. How does it know friendlies?
Well, I mean, it's got AI, of course.
Yeah.
But here's the awesome thing for me, because I played mostly solo. Once I got that, I could take cover, toss that down. It gets everybody's attention. It starts suppressing people. I can go around and start shooting from another direction and flank them. I'm soloing and flanking people. It was like, wow, this is awesome.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Love it.
My dream was that I could get a crew that I could run with and we'd all have our own specialties and really play this tactically the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, most of the games that I played that have tactics, seems like nobody plays them. It's like, you know.
Well, you jump into them right as they come out, and you don't give people the chance to.
Yeah.
You know, kind of build up some of these things. Like Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I bought Halo 2, it was like 3 weeks after it came out, y'all were done playing it.
Well, yeah, I beat it like the next day, I think.
Well, yeah, it wasn't exactly long. But I'm just talking about the, you know, the multiplayer stuff. Yeah. And, you know, Ashley handing us our asses because that's what she does.
Well, I do overall like first-person shooters better, but I'm glad that they have this with tactics. And I like to see my character. I like to get gear and see it on my character, and it's neat to be able to customize them. And
can you go, like, really super crazy with the colors?
No, items are whatever color they are, you know. you get a shirt, it might be black, it might be blue, whatever. I don't know. But it's funny, I got, like, a trapper hat. You know, it was all like some big Russian hat looking thing or something. I don't know. I got some funky hats and beanies and things like that. I got lots of weird hats the first time in the closed beta. And then in the open beta, I ended up getting like modern military caps and stuff like that, which are kind of cool.
Now, will your stuff carry over to?
No.
No. Oh.
Unfortunately, because I did get some neat stuff and some neat weapons too. Mm-hmm. The weapon variety is nice. The customization of the weapons is nice. I don't know. I really like it. But I think the most impressive thing has to be the map and the variety of the map. And something you probably didn't see a lot of that, okay, it's the city. And like I said, you can occasionally go into an apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's lots of stuff that takes place on rooftops. There's a subway. You can go into the subway. Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's also at least a couple missions that take place in the underground, in like the sewers and things, and then the I don't know. There's just lots of like underground stuff too. So cool. It's not only this above New York, you know, but there's lots of different levels and variety, and it's just beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm super excited, and I will be playing it as much as possible. And, of course, as soon as it comes out, there's going to be lots of things going on. I'll be like, no, I want to stay home and play my game. Yeah, I'm not feeling so good.
Hey, you're not on camera. Just get up.
Yeah.
just mute your mic and point the camera. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Great.
Get you a little mask so you don't make the pilot sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want the pilot to be sick. But well, I'll be playing the hell out of the game, and I highly recommend it. And I don't know. And check out those videos. On my Facebook, I had posted it. I think on my author page, I posted a link to the Division Origins videos that were very well done. You might check those out.
Cool.
And early on, the like the opening cinematic, when they released that, I thought that was very, very well done, very, very cinematic, very, had a lot of depth and emotion for a video game intro. I thought it was really well done. I don't know how much of that had changed now, because that was so long ago, but...
Yeah, too bad they downgraded the graphics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a comparison right now, and it's startling.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been so impressed with the graphics from early on, and I did see a video talking about the things that they did change. And I'm sure they only changed them because they had to.
Yeah.
I know they wouldn't have wanted to. It's a real shame that they had to, though, because it did look so just nice amazing.
Option, you know, yeah. Like a nice PC. You
yeah.
Because I've cranked mine up to Ultra, and it runs it just fine, you know. Mm-hmm. So... Oh, well.
What could have been?
Yeah.
Oh, so final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I'm getting it. I've had it pre-ordered since I first became aware that it was pre-orderable.
All right. Your tags on the two main consoles.
I am Robo Vampire, all one word, on PlayStation 4, and Revenger on Xbox One.
And I'm just Cassivona. Cassivona on Xbox One.
You know, sign up and just get a PS account so somebody else will take it.
I don't care. I don't care about PS4. No, sorry. Only PC and Xbox for this guy. I don't have time for anything else.
Yeah. That's true. You got the whole, like, married shit going. Well, she knew what she was getting into.
That's right.
Oh, and we will be back with more of the show. Raptor, I find a game to play. Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again. Same time next week for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.